I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planto.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, December 19th, 2016.
Yeah, and it's good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
And it's close to Christmas and close to New Year's, so you've gone back a month, I guess.
Apparently I'm thinking of November.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I wish it was almost, actually.
You know, the one thing that people have been saying about 2016 is that it's been a shitty year because a lot of people have died, right?
You know, it has.
And, you know, you start with Prince and David Bowie, and then, you know, just a multitude of celebrities. I mean, Sunday, Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
And then if you're on the left, you're upset that Trump was elected president. So, I mean...
So it's like life has died.
So, I mean, when you look back at it, though, I mean, however it is culturally or politically, for you, was it a bad year?
I mean, politically, definitely. It was an interesting year. I think it was a year of growth and learning for everybody, including myself. I can't say it was the greatest.
Yeah.
I'm hoping 2017 is a lot better.
And I think that's what all these, you know, these whether you celebrate Christmas or not, this holiday time of the year... you know, it's a hopeful time because you're hoping that 2017 or the next year, whatever the year that is, will be better, right? And I think that's why you say Happy New Year. You wish everyone the best because...
this year more than any.
Yeah. So because it's holidays, you're celebrating Christmas. What's that been like? Have you had, I went shopping on Sunday last night. I went, because of the snow here in Vancouver, I figured no one's going to be downtown. So, and I noticed that the bay was open till 9. So at about quarter to 6, I decided to go downtown, took the bus.
Wow.
The bus wasn't that full. And, there wasn't, you know, there weren't very many people. I mean, it was slushy and snowy, but other than that.
It was fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you had horror stories this season?
Oh, God. Well, you know, I said originally I was just going to do, like, all my Christmas shopping online.
Yeah.
Which I did start doing. I started, for the most part, doing a lot of Christmas shopping online. You know what the thing is, though? For me, anyway, I lose track of what I'm spending and what I'm buying when I'm doing things online. So that's been a nightmare in itself.
So you're overbuying stuff?
I think I have. So that really sucks. I was so excited because I was getting all my things like delivered like next day, blah, blah, blah. And I thought I had Amazon Prime for free.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the charge for it today. It is not free.
What did they charge you for the year?
So
it's like $100 a year, isn't it?
Almost.
Yeah.
I'm not happy right now. I've got.
But that's not. But you know, that's not bad though. It's because if you break that down, that's like what, $8 a month or something.
Well, I'm saying I guess so. I mean, honestly, for the items that I've just ordered through Amazon, it's probably worth it because I did get them really fast.
And you're getting everything too, not just books and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I've ordered a variety of things, and they've come really quickly. So I guess, considering what it costs, it's like, I guess it's a small price to pay for, like, next day delivery, but still, it would have been nice to be, like, you know, alerted of that cost first.
What, so you've been buying everything then, like food even? I mean, I don't really buy anything on Amazon other than, say, books or DVDs.
Well, not food, but I definitely will go through my other online channels to get my groceries delivered. I just, honestly, I can't deal with people right now in public.
Really?
It's so difficult for me. I just find people are so much, I don't know if it's the high density of people in smaller areas. I don't know what it is, but I've just never been triggered so much ever.
Like, has something bad happened, or?
Well, no, I was just, I mean, the only one incident, like, I happened to be downtown for some meetings, and I decided I'd go into Indigo, actually, because I need a new day planner, because, you know, I like getting my planner for the end of the year, mm-hmm. before the year is over. And I have this fixation with this one planner in particular, and they only sell it there, and they're very limited. Anyways, I went in there. The place was packed. And, you know, when there's, you know, a line and people are trying to get through, well, these girls were trying to pass through, and there were clearly people in front of them. Also, I was already passing through, and this girl just shoved her way through. And she's like, God, I'm trying to get through here. And that just set me off. Hmm.
So there were words exchanged?
There were some words exchanged, yeah. I mean, I'd have to say, mainly on my part. Because I think, I don't know, she probably just thought I wasn't going to react, but I had enough.
Well.
And I, you know, asked her to use her words, like, to be a big girl and ask and say, excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a lot to ask. And that happened, like, you know, a few times throughout the day, and I, you know, as you saw, I posted about my loss in humanity and, like, just how disappointed I was in people.
Yeah.
And then I was on the bus, and this man, he turned and said to me after somebody almost mauled him over, and said, you know, it's just two words, excuse me, and nobody uses them. And, you know, and I started chatting with him for a bit, and before I got off the bus, I had to thank him for restoring my faith in humanity, because I thought everybody was turning into complete, well, you know.
Yeah.
I
was in line at the Best Buy last night, and there was one of these people who shows up, and an unsavory character, and I could tell people, you know, there were other staff members standing around watching him, right? Because they thought he'd shoplift or something like that.
Oh, riffraff. He was riffraff.
Yeah. So he's holding up the line, and, you know, it's getting late. And, you know, there's an old lady in front of me who was with her adult daughter, and you know, they were waiting too. And the people behind us, you know, about 6-7 people behind me.
That's annoying as hell.
Yeah, and so but the you know, and so I'm obviously in a hurry.
Right.
The old lady in front of me, because they're playing Christmas carols, of course, starts singing along, and then I realize, you know what, I'm in line anyway. Just I didn't start singing along, but I just thought, you know, just not worry about the lineup. And sure enough, a couple minutes later, it cleared, and we all moved on. So you know,
everything.
Just take a deep breath, you know.
No, you know what? And for the most part, I do.
Yeah.
Usually I'm like, whatever. But that was just blatantly rude. What just happened there, and I just had enough. And she was, like, she should have known better. She was a grown female. She should know better. No excuse for that kind of behavior. Especially when the mall is as packed as it is. I don't know. But either way, I will continue my online purchases. And I've bought myself a pair of runners online, which I've never done in life, but
yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, I bought shoes online. I've
so
done that.
So funny.
Yeah.
So I went to the mall and tried them on first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was online at home looking at them for like days. I had it narrowed down to like 7 that I wanted. And then...
7 different kinds of shoes.
Yeah, 7 different pairs. And then I went to the mall... And I found them, and I tried them all on. And they were actually cheaper online. So weird. So, tried them on, got the proper fit, came home, ordered it. So I'm loving this online thing.
Well, that's the way of the future. Are you worried, though, because there were news stories earlier in the month about making, you know, the stuff, that when it gets left at your door, doesn't get stolen. I mean, are you worried about that sort of stuff?
Kind of. I have been. But you know what? Like, the guys that deliver the Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, props to the Amazon delivery guys.
Oh, and it's their own people, right? Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, they're really smart. So when they come to my house and I'm not here.
Yeah.
They've been quite diligent about, like, hiding it in my carport.
Mm.
and then they'll leave me a little note.
Yeah.
But then I think the note's kind of counterproductive, because what if a thief found the note, right?
Yeah, if I see that and I'll say, it's
hidden.
It's in the carport.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, oh, that's kind of lame. But at the same time, I appreciate their effort.
Yeah.
But I also have a lot of construction going on here right now, so anything, a box just looks like a box right now in this place, so.
Yeah.
Nothing, no box would be standing out that looked, you know, suspicious. There's boxes all over the complex at this point, so. My deliveries are safe. And anything that comes through Canada Post, we have one of those large mailboxes.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they,
which is great, so it gets locked up in there.
Yeah.
I mean, mind you, the other day I had a delivery I wasn't, kind of forgot about.
Yeah.
And I got a tag for it, and I thought it was going to be something else.
Yeah.
So I went to the post office to pick it up, and it was this huge box. I almost thought I had to call a cab.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But yeah, otherwise, most big boxes can fit in the in my on-site mailbox. So yeah, that's great.
So after last week's show, when we where I was recounting the story about the going to the Louis C.K. concert,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't allowed to bring my umbrella in, and the person I was with, she couldn't bring her thermos in.
Right.
I had made a remark that I didn't think the thermos was worth that much. So I guess as May was listening to the show last week, she hears herself referred to, and
she had to redeem herself.
Is horrified that you and I were discounting the worth of the thermos.
Don't include me in that. I think
if
I actually don't recall having a comment on that, because I quite like me.
Well, I was busy taping a show, I guess, and when I get back to my phone, because I'm not texting during the show, I get there's this whole series of texts saying, you know, demanding an apology. Hello, where are you? I'm listening to the show.
We need to redact it from the edit.
Are you getting my texts? Are you ignoring me? You know, so it's turning into that thing. And I'm sure that happens to you where people will text you these things like, hello, can you read this?
And, you know, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Absolutely.
So, but before we talk about that, I just want to say, because
she
sent me another text with an image of the thermos on eBay. And apparently, well, she claims that it's worth $100 because it's selling for $100 on eBay. But, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
I could
put my pen online for $1 million, but it's not. I'm not going to get $1 million for it, right? So
you're trying to get yourself killed.
No, I'm trying to be factually correct. And
wow, okay. So let's actually see the thermos.
Well,
email this to me.
Well, my phone is on the other side of the room.
I think you need to later send me the details so I can Google it.
So anyway, I'll say it's worth about $100, but not exactly $100. You know?
About. What is it, $99.95?
No, probably $75.
That's still quite expensive for a thermos.
And why would you be buying a thermos that worth, you know?
Because, you know, clearly she's passionate about her food or whatever she's putting in that thermos.
Well, the only thing, it's not a fancy, like it's not a, like a, something NASA made or anything like that. It's just a limited edition. It has like a some character painted on it probably jacks up its value. So
what kind of character?
I have no idea. I'm not paying attention to this.
But you know what? Thermoses are important. I remember my grandma was, as a nurse, spent lots of money on her thermoses. And I was always, I don't know, I was always kind of like, why? I didn't understand. But it's important to keep that food cool.
Yeah, well, then just get a tiffin then, like you know, like the you know those things with the.
What the hell is a tiffin?
Tiffin, that's a the Indian. They
the
put
thing
the food
that
in.
They do the food like.
There's like four.
Tiffin,
yeah, four
the metal thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those. No, she doesn't want that. That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
That maybe doesn't suit her needs, Joseph. Jesus.
So anyway, let's get into something more important. And
wow. Okay, I'm not discounting May's thermos.
Well, you agree with me. I mean, you were telling me off the air you agreed with me.
Absolutely not. This is all lies. Absolutely not. I'm sure you have it recorded. I'm not. I have no comment.
But the cell phone thing, when people do that, they say, hello, yes. Hello, are you there? I know. And then, what do you do then? Do you just ignore them or do you say, please stop?
Well, no, they get ignored.
And then what
right
if they...
Right away.
And
then, for me, that's yeah. Like you now just put yourself in the corner.
And then some
in
people...
the naughty corner.
This has happened to me where like today, for example, or Saturday, I was busy, and so I didn't have my phone with me. It was on the other side of the room or whatever, right? In my coat. And so I didn't know I got these texts, and I don't have the ringer on, and then I look at the screen, and it says missed call. So obviously they were frantic because I had replied to the text. They start calling.
Right.
I mean, what do you do then?
Yeah, so I have a thing that I do. Well, I feel like I can't really, like, I feel like I'm now telling my secrets.
Well,
don't
you don't,
really want
yeah.
to do that.
Well, then don't then, yeah.
But I can definitely tell you that those calls will be ignored.
Well,
if you're calling me, especially after you've just texted me, it's so rude. And that's just me. I hate to feel like...
But it's an emergency.
If there's an emergency, then text me that there is an emergency.
911, right?
And I will call you back right away, okay? But if you've texted me and I don't respond and then you follow up with a phone call, no. Like, no, that's so rude. How do you know I'm not busy living my life or doing, you know, something important? What if I'm in the middle of an emergency?
Yeah,
I just find it very rude.
Well,
and
go.
It's a control thing, and, you know, I like to have control of my life. I don't like others to feel like this, especially through the phone. Oh, it's so rude. I can't even talk about it.
Yeah, because, I mean... We get texts all the time now that I think a lot of people think one is more available now than they were, say, without a cell phone.
Exactly. And see, so you then also have the ability to decide if you want to answer that text or not.
Yeah.
And I think people need to respect that.
Yeah.
Right? It's just rude.
Yeah, because I think we've gone from, say, 15 years ago when we first had cell phones, we assumed or it was implied that that was for an emergency. Now,
right.
15 years later, people don't have landlines anymore, so people still think it's for an emergency, but it's not really, right?
Well, they just blow up your cell phone like it's a house phone. It's like, well, I have voicemail, there's text, there's actually no reason for a voice call. Ever.
Like, that's, yeah, unfortunately.
You know, really, think about it.
Yeah.
Anything that I can call in, speak to you, I could send in a text.
Yeah, well.
Don't stop trying to control my time.
And so what about during the holidays, like a Christmas dinner or something? I mean, what's it like wherever you're going, family or whatever? I mean, are people looking at their phones instead of talking to one another?
Oh, God, no. My grandma wouldn't allow that.
Oh, that's
Nobody
good.
Would.
Well, that's
and
good.
To, yeah, and I mean, she wouldn't allow that. So we don't do a lot of that around the table. And also, I mean, for us, I get, you know, when I get to see my brothers and my cousins, we don't always... aren't always together at the same spot at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to connect. If we have our phones out, it's usually taking pictures.
Yeah.
But there's
no need to check Twitter on Christmas. ISIS is not going to be blowing up things, right?
No, and if it does, then, oh, well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, right?
Exactly.
So, no, we enjoy it. So that's one thing I do like about the whole Christmas thing with the family is we're actually connected and we're engaged and not involved in our phones and all that.
Yeah, and everything's shut down and it's quieter and it's you know.
It really is.
Yeah, it's a nice time of year. So I wish you and your family a very happy Christmas and all the best for the new year. We'll talk, I guess, in the new year. So until then, I hope you have a good turkey and all that.
Yeah, you as well. Hopefully it doesn't snow anymore between now and ever. But
We've had it pretty unlucky. Well, not unlucky, but I mean, because some people like the snow. But but you know, it hasn't snowed in so long that, you know, having two dumps of it, you know.
For us, it's a little. I mean, for me anyway, it's a little traumatizing. But it's a nice way to have Christmas. It's a nice white Christmas. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast from Monday, December 19th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 2017.